It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Let's find out how Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is feeling about the prospects of additional U.S. funding and what's happening now. He joins us tonight. Mr. President, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
How did your meetings go today? What did you feel about your meetings, both with the president and up on Capitol Hill?
Thank you very much. First of all, that I have this invitation, such tough period for us and for the United States, invitation to the United States. So our meeting has been, I think, very constructive. And I had and I heard very positive voices from both parties. And it was very important that they said that they will support Ukraine. And of course, I spoke with senators and with President Biden and with the speaker. And we spoke about the details, which are really today on the battlefield and what we need to success story to be against Russian attacks, invasion to Ukraine. And I think that's it's very important not to waste time. And it's very important to support Ukraine. We showed really success on the Black Sea. That really was very difficult operation. And we now created the route, grain route, and Russia doesn't have influence. And we, on this route, grain route, and we destroyed mostly Russian fleet that was situated in our waters and near our temporary occupied Crimea. That was very good. I think that's huge result. And also we spoke about the Wagners, you know, on the east of our country. We destroyed their 20,000 of the terrorists. And you know that they worked in Asia, in Africa, and in Ukraine, and in Syria. So I think that it was so difficult for us to do it. But what is, I think, the most important thing to understand what's going on, that Russia didn't occupy any village, any Ukrainian village during this year.
So on Capitol Hill, the holdup right now is about immigration reform, our immigration, border security for Republicans. Did you urge the president to try to cut a deal on this to get this funding through?
Really, Brad? I'm so sorry. I know that you have your own challenges and domestic problems, and they're huge, I'm sure. But I think that United States is a great country which manage the conflicts, problems, I mean, managing how to get success, how to stop wars in all the world. And I think in this domestic challenge, I think you really, your people, they don't need my opinion. That's really, I think so.
We'll continue right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
So when you push back, you talk about how urgent the need is.
Yeah.
And do you think Putin would stop if you don't get this funding? Would he make a deal? Would you make a deal?
You know, what I said to Mr. Speaker today, that was our first meeting. I said to him that decision in December about support, decision in January, decision in February, it's not the big, you know, the big difference between it. It's not about financing. It's about the morality. The most problem, the biggest problem, when you don't support Ukraine, yeah, that people on the front line, families which are waiting for their heroes at home, that they think that the United States doesn't support Ukraine and that Ukraine is alone yes, defending our common values for United States and Europe. That is the problem, to kick our morality. It was at the very beginning of the war. Really, we've been alone, and we are very happy and thankful to American people that then you supported us, but we've been alone. And of course, people afraid to be again alone, but you have to know that even if we'll be, we will stand and fight.
Last thing, Mr. President, there are critics who say that you've tried to consolidate power. Headlines that the Orthodox leader in Kyiv under house arrest, that you consolidated Ukraine's TV outlets, that you ruled out holding elections next spring, calling for unity. But then the mayor of Kyiv says that you're turning it into an authoritarian state. How do you deal with that criticism? What do you say to critics who are saying that?
I say such person from government or mayors, think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need. Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones, to the society, to the pensions, and etc. And don't cry, because you are leaders, and that's it. That's why we are, and that's why we stay, because mostly people are not crying. People stay and fight against Putin. And we don't have any enemies in our country. We can't have time for this, and we don't have it. We have only one enemy. This is Putin, and that's it.
But you'll stand from democracy going
forward?
Yes,
of course, and of course. Because we are really defending democracy, and we are really defending freedom.
Mr. President, we appreciate your time, and we'll continue to follow the war.
Thank you so much.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.